أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله حسد or envy or jealousy is one of the deadliest diseases of the heart. It produces additional vices. Sometimes you have a vice which is a vice in itself. But some vices, they lead to other vices and open doors to other vices. Drunkenness is a vice like that. It opens the doors to so many other vices. Similarly, with envy. It leads to backbiting. It can lead to lying, spreading of rumors in particular, negative talk about people, hatred. Each one of these are independently fatal, and all of them are offshoots of hasad at times. And it's also amongst the most destructive of emotions. Envy, like anger and hatred, among the most destructive of emotions which a man may harbor towards a fellow human being. It causes a person to wish evil for others and to be happy when something goes wrong for them. In fact, Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise, after whom a surah is named in the Quran, is reported to have said, ثلاثة علامات للحاسد. There are three signs of a hypocrite. الغيبة في غيابك والإطراء في حضورك والبهجة في محنتك. They backbite you in your absence, they flatter you in your presence, and they delight in your misfortune. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against this disease of the heart. He said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدِ. I warn you regarding envy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارِ الْحَطَبِ. الْحَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارِ الْحَطَبِ. Hasad is not only a bad deed, it also eats up your good deeds. Sometimes you do something bad, it's bad, and there's good you do. Hasad eats up the good deeds you've done, and it destroys what you have worked for in a positive way. So avoid envy. Rasul said, for surely envy devours good deeds just as fire devours dry wood. He also advised, وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Do not be envious of one another. In fact, so destructive and so detrimental is the emotional disease of envy that we are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran to seek refuge and protection in him from it. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Oh Allah, Allah teaches us, I seek refuge in you, O my Lord, against the envy of the envious person. Allah teaches us. It's not a dua we make, by the way, or a sunnah dua. Allah teaches us to ask him for protection against the envy of the envious. A learning moment regarding this arises from an incident at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, he reports, we were sitting in the company of the Messenger of Allah in the mosque, and he said, يَطْلُوا عَلَيْكُمَ الْآنَ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. This is documented in the Musnad of Ibn Mubarak. He said, they will enter a man from the people of Jannah. And the people sit down and they say, who's the person coming in? And lo and behold, they saw an Ansar, one of the people from Medina, coming in. His beard was disheveled, he was made wudu, and the water of the wudu was still running, and he carrying both his sandals in his left hand. Seemed pretty ordinary, in fact. And the Prophet said this thrice, this is a man will enter, will be a man from paradise. And this was the man who entered. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up, Abdullah ibn Amr, another of the companions, radiallahu anh, followed the man. And then he told the man, I am in dispute with a family member and I do not want to enter my home. Can I spend some time with you? And of course, you know, a person can stay with someone if they agree for 3 days as a guest. And the man said, yes. So Abdullah said, I stayed with the man for 3 days and three nights. فَلَمْ يَرَاهُ يَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ شَيْئًا غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَعَارَّ وَتَقَلَّبَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَكَبَّرَ حَتَّى يَقُومُ لِسَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. I never saw the man doing additional prayer or anything special. Whenever he went to bed, he would remember Allah, and he would rest until he woke up in the morning for Fajr. I noticed he always spoke good words though. But when the night had passed, nothing special, woke up and went for Fajr prayer. So after 3 days, Abdullah asked the man, Abdullah ibn Amr, he asked the man, I have not been in dispute with my father or any family member, but I just wanted to observe because of what the Prophet said. The Prophet said 3 times that a man from the people of paradise was coming to us and then you came in. And I thought, I want to stay with you to observe what was so special about you that the Rasul mentioned that you are among the people of paradise so that I could emulate you. So he said, فَلَمْ أَرَاكَ تَعْمَلْ كَثِيرَ عَمَلٍ فَمَا الَّذِي بَلَغَ بِكَ مَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ I said, sorry, but I did not see anything special or extraordinary. So why did the Prophet speak so highly of you? The man said, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتُ I am as you saw me. غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ فِي نَفْسِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًا وَلَا أَحْسَدُ أَحَدٍ عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّا He said, I am as you see me, nothing extraordinary. Only one thing. I do not have any malice in my heart for my brother. And I do not envy anyone if Allah grants him some good that I don't have. You see? Envy is corrupting, is distasteful and dangerous. But clearing our hearts of envy, it may pave the way to paradise like this man. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ